My next guest is from, why are you laughing at me?
They have a hard life. What are you
they
saying?
Do.
I have a hard
Birds
life
have, you have a hard life. I have, everybody has a hard
That's
life.
That's true.
Except my next guest. Well, she might have something to say about that. Her name is Tammy Wood. She is a hunter, chef, author, among other things, but most importantly, mom of six. I need to know how this person does everything that she does, because I can barely cope with what I do, and I haven't got half the problems that she's got. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
Good. And I should mention, TV host, by the way.
Yes.
Good
TV host.
Lord. How do you do all this stuff?
I have no idea. I have minions to help me.
No kidding. First of all, I have to ask you, you're in Agassiz, B.C. Hopefully I pronounced that right. How do you pronounce that?
It's called Agassiz.
Agassiz. With a Z?
Agassiz.
Yeah,
wow, with a Z. Yeah, wow, Agassiz on the west coast of B.C.
How far north are you? North, south, middle?
I'm actually about an hour east of Vancouver. It's a small farming community, you know, where the cows outnumber the humans. Very small.
Let's talk, first of all, how did you get into this crazy business?
Well, you know, I think it all started up, you know, just growing up in a rural area and, you know, having a dad that was into hunting and fishing and, you know, a mom being raised in, you know, a cattle farming atmosphere. You know, it was really only natural that hunting and fishing and the outdoor lifestyle, you know, came hand in hand with you know, my life. And my dad being a big duck hunter, you know, and I have very early memories of being out with him on the flats and stuff. And, you know, as I grew older, you know, fishing was my main hobby with my older brother, you know, getting up on a Saturday morning and fishing every creek on our bicycles, trying to balance tackle boxes and fishing gear, you know, and I believe that my 4-pound trout taken out of a small creek near a dairy farm still holds the record in that area.
That is cool. That is cool. For sure. Now, my notes say that you're also a hunter as well as an angler.
Yeah, exactly.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, that kind of came, you know, tragedy out of triumph, I might as well say. You know, hunting really became a way of life for me after, you know, unfortunately, my husband of 18 years was killed in a workplace accident.
Oh.
And, you know, my worry of providing for our six children became my main focus. So, you know, I decided to get my hunting license and my firearms. And honestly, I've been hunting ever since. You know, my main focus of hunting has always been about, you know, providing and bringing the kids along and teaching them how to be self-sufficient, you know. So in my situation, you know, it was more of a, you know, more of survival. So, you know, I've been able to encourage, you know, widows and single moms and youth to get out there, get back to your roots, you know, learn how to forage for yourselves and feeling proud of your accomplishments and that you can overcome huge obstacles and end up where you used to be, happier and healthier. And that's pretty much where I am right now.
Wow. That's a great story. Have you ever met the Beasley brothers from Canada and Rough, by the way?
I have met them at trade shows. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Great guys. Great guys. And, yes. much like you, the hunting is a way of life for them for sure. All right, so we know you're an accomplished hunter out of necessity. We know you fished with your dad and still hold a local record, a trout. No, we're going with that one. We're going with that one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was in the 70s.
That's right. What came first for you? I know you were on MasterChef Canada and you finished in the top 10, I believe.
Yes.
Was that your stepping stone to having your own cooking show, or was it, which by the way is called what is the name of your program?
You know, my program is called Saucy Outdoors, SOSSY, and the reason why it's called that is because my husband had a nickname for everybody, and my nickname, I was never called Tammy, my nickname was Saucy.
I wanted
to pay homage to him, and you know, I thought I would just roll with it, and I thought, Saucy Outdoors, sounds perfect.
So what came first, Saucy Outdoors or your appearance on MasterChef Canada?
Yeah, MasterChef came first. You know, I just decided to, you know, apply, you know, because I enjoyed watching the show, and, you know, being a fierce competitor and everything that I do and my love for food, it was only natural to apply. So, you know, after MasterChef, I had a list of things that, you know, that I wanted to accomplish. And having my own show was one of them because I just love to, I love to entertain and I love to teach. And I really wanted to show, you know, hunters and anglers some neat, out of the box recipes that taste amazing and would wow their guests and family. So, you know, Saucy Outdoors, I'm in my first season on the Canadian Sportsman Channel, and I'm extremely excited about it. You know, just teaching game and seafood recipes is my thing. And cool. Especially showing hunters how to utilize parts of the animal that you may normally throw away. That's one thing that I love to show, because when I take an animal, I try to utilize everything, and having the opportunity to do a little bit of traveling. You know, I went to Sweden on a big moose hunt a few times, and, yeah. I got to learn different ways that they utilize everything of the animal, especially with their reindeer. And, you know, I've been able to incorporate those types of recipes into my cooking.
And you know, you mentioned cooking wild game. I mean, probably of all meats, of all protein, wild game is the one where you do need to know a little bit about the preparation process. So it is good. I see you've got a book that deals with that called Around the Woods in 30 Plates.
Yeah.
Venison.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was my first venture. You know, BC Outdoors Magazine, you know, asked me, after my show on MasterChef, you know, what would you like to do? We think that, you know, BC Outdoor Magazine and what you're doing would be a great fit. So they helped me, you know, to write my first cookbook all about venison. And I did that because most wild game books for cooking have four different species on one page. They're hard to navigate. And I had an idea to create volumes of cookbooks. But honestly, after publishing one book, which is difficult, I think that creating a larger cookbook with tabs of different species would be a better option, and that would be my next venture.
Oh, cool. Sounds fascinating. Where can folks get a hold of the book, by the way?
They can get a hold of me on social media through Saucy Outdoors Facebook page or Instagram. They can also visit saucyoutdoors.com, my website, and there's not a whole lot left. you know, I do have some, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll probably put it maybe into a second print. You never know.
Well, you're an absolute delight to have on the program. We appreciate you joining us, and hopefully, our paths will cross somewhere down the road.
Yes, I hope so.
Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Tammy Wood, hunter, chef, author, angler, mother. I mean, holy smokes. Makes me feel, wow, insignificant in the big picture. All right, we will take a quick break. When we come back, our producer, Jonathan Winters, will be joining us. Yay! More Journal After This. Don't you dare go away.